views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio here on the 3rd of December, 7:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You hop in our chat room the same way. Hey, 705 in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's running the boards today. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
So what national day is it?
Today is National Bartender Day.
Bartender Day?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
Yeah, bartender stories.
Whoa! Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carl. And we have, if you hear a grunt in the back, it's
It's
we
Brutus.
Have Brutus here from our Haven Humane. Hey, it's going to be a sunny day with the temperatures around 69 today. Now, we know yesterday was a beautiful, warm day. It felt warm, even though it was like little in the low 70s. Clear than patchy fog tonight with overnight lows of 45. Saturday calls for patchy fog, then sunny with a high of 68. Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 68. And Monday, chance of rain with 60 degrees. Tuesday mostly sunny with a high of 63. That's our forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And we are here with Brutus, the and Katrina.
Hello.
Katrina, good morning.
Good morning.
Katrina's bringing Brutus in. Isn't Brutus bringing Katrina?
I mean, a little of both.
A little of both.
So we have Pet of the Week, as we know that for our listeners. We will be posting that picture in just a minute. But a beautiful, maybe would you say 65, 75 pounds muscle.
Yeah, probably around there because he's not super big, but he is pretty buff.
Right, pretty buff. And his name is Brutus, and it's a beautiful singular color of like a chestnut brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's
A mix.
Yeah, we have him as a pit mix.
Yeah.
Well, everything's a pity mix anymore. But the thing about Brutus is he's friendly, and he comes up, licks your hand, and he makes these great noises, these little grunting noises, like,
Yeah, he has a lot to say.
Yeah, he's just... But this is the kind of dog that can go on walks.
Oh, definitely. He's a very adventurous guy. I think he'd make a great hiking partner. He's about 5 years old, so he's not a puppy anymore, but he definitely has a lot of energy. And he also loves other dogs. So if you have another dog in the home, who needs a friend, I think he'd make a great friend. He's met male dogs and female dogs and done great with both, so I don't think he really has a preference in that way. But yeah, definitely a great adventure partner. He knows a lot of tricks. Just a really sweet, strong guy.
Yeah. Well, and he is somebody. How about good with kids, you think?
Yeah, so far he's been pretty good with kids, and he actually was a part of the Christmas parade.
When
we went to that in Anderson.
Yeah.
I think last Sunday he walked in that parade, and he did a really good job.
Oh, yeah. He's a good people person.
He is.
Yeah.
People dog. People canine.
Well,
But
he likes other dogs, too, and that's good. You don't have to worry about, you know, if you have a dog. Of course, you want to bring your dog with you. So that they can meet.
Of course.
And,
but yeah, he's a good guy. I think he would fit in with most families. Definitely needs a lot of room to run around and play.
Mm-hmm. So he needs a yard.
Yeah.
So it's a holiday season. What does that mean for you, Katrina? And what does that mean for the folks for Haven Humane? Let's talk a little bit about Christmas tips, holidays, that kind of thing.
Hey, yeah, well, I'm actually, throughout the month of December, we are doing something very special. We've been taking a part in the Stuff the Bus promotion through Salvation Army. So what that means for adopters is if they bring in a brand new unwrapped children's gift, it drops the adoption fee down to only $10 for them. And we're actually doing that throughout the month of December. So that's for all dog and cat adoption.
That's wonderful. That's just great. We all know that it's important to pay it forward. right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's and we want to make sure that you know. And I always say, in my personal beliefs, is you don't give somebody a pet for Christmas. It's such a personal choice. It's such a responsibility. And if you're looking to adopt, I mean, it's about, okay, this dog does poop and pee. Hello. We have to make sure that there's potty breaks. The responsibility of what it is to have shots, etc. But it is something to consider when you bring a pet home.
Oh, definitely. It's a big lifestyle change, honestly.
Yes. Well, thank you. Tell us more about Brutus.
Yeah, he's been in the shelter for about 171 days. Yeah, he came to us as a stray, so we don't really know anything about his background, but I'm sure he was owned by someone at some point because he's so friendly, loves people so much. Yeah, he's a really good boy, very trainable. He doesn't, I think, stand out a lot when he's in his kennel, but when you get him out of his kennel is when he really shines for you. So I definitely recommend coming down and meeting him. If you're interested in Brutus, you can always give us a call at 241-1653. And, of course, since he's Pet of the Week, no appointment necessary if you want to come down and meet with Brutus today.
Excellent.
There you go. Brutus is ready to go home.
I think we're going to have Jared take a picture of that, post it on a Free Fire Radio Facebook page.
Well, chat room. Eventually right. We'll make its way into the Facebook.
Well, happy holidays, and thank you so much. Look forward to seeing who you bring in next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil has been in business successfully since 1967.
Boy, I'll tell you what, they were a skin saver on our trip.
Oh, yeah, with our CFN card. They are the dealers for the Toyo water heater and heaters, plus the fact that they move millions of gallons of fuel around the western United States. It's an employee-owned company. They're also, just to let you know, is that they are big supporters of Haven Humane and other 501s in our community. SST Oil, great people down there doing great work.
Locally owned and operated.
That's right. Give them a call at 241-1167. They're always looking for great employees. We'll be right back. 7:12 in the morning, 41 degrees out there.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to KCNR. There we go. See? That sounds really, really good. Okay. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. I want to do a shout out to all
after
the people.
After we do our brought to you by.
Can I just do my shout out and then we'll do a brought to you by? I want to do a shout out to all of the 80 something plus people that everyone counted so much. Thank you for coming to Riverview Wednesday night when we did our Christmas show. Thank you to the band members, which would be Pat Karch and his lovely wife, Pam, you know, from Piano Angel. She sang background on a song. She's got a beautiful voice. Lou White and Bruce Kalin and Mike Costa. And so there's a gal named Lynette there that left after 13 years, and now Kimberly has started. And so it was just a beautiful night. I understand the food was great because I don't usually eat when I'm singing.
It was just
a wonderful thank you so much. I'm glad we got to do a Christmas show. We were supposed to do one last night. However, our keyboard player got detained in San Francisco, probably doing some Piano Angel work, picking up pianos, delivering pianos. This is what they do. It's a wonderful, anytime we get an opportunity, we talk about it. Let's go to the phones to Michelle Slade. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Carl. Hi, Linda.
Hello,
hi,
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Of course, you know, Michelle does so much in our community, and she has a show here one Thursday night a month, Heroes of the North State. So tell us what's going on.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on the show this morning. I am super excited about...
Are you on speakerphone, Michelle?
I am. Do you want me to take it
yes,
off?
Please. Please. Yes, please.
It's hard to hear you.
How's that much clearer?
Yes.
All right. Well, hey, I'm super excited about this month's show because, as you know, for those listeners who maybe don't know, Heroes of the North State is a show that... shines a light on those unsung heroes in our communities that really don't get a lot of recognition because they're the people that tend to be in the background making everything work. And so it's been on for a couple of years now, and we have more recently been able to partner with Toys for Tots. And you may have heard of Toys for Tots, but do you really know how they got started and all the things that come along with that? Well, this Thursday night, well, we started last month introducing the family, and this Thursday night on December 9th, we have an opportunity to come to KCNR from 4 to 6 to meet Santa Claus and just have an opportunity to bring a toy, if you're able to, for Toys for Tots, because those toys are going to go directly back into our community for all of those children who don't have an opportunity maybe to have the Christmases that we've all been blessed with. And so this is a way of making that happen. And so then from 6 to 7, if you're not able to come to KCNR, you're going to have an opportunity to call in and talk to Santa Claus and tell him your wish list. And it's just going to be a really special, special show.
Oh, wonderful. So you're staying right here at the station on this Thursday.
Right? No, next Thursday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this coming Thursday, the 9th.
This coming Thursday.
Yeah. I forgot it was Friday.
Yeah. You will be here. Santa will be here. You can bring a toy. Should the toy be wrapped or unwrapped?
Unwrapped, and we're going to have our Toys for Tots box there. And our goal is just to see those boxes just overflow. Because every time you put a toy in one of those boxes, that's a smile you're bringing to a child's face in the North State on Christmas morning. And we all know that it's just been, you know, the last couple of years have been especially hard for a lot of families. And to be able to bless them in abundance to what they're used to, I don't know if our community knows, but Toys for Tots here locally donate over 8,000 families in the North State.
Really?
So 8,000 families, they try to give them 3 toys each. That's an incredible amount. And we're talking about Shasta County.
Wow, 8,000 families.
Yeah, so when we look at the numbers and how many people this reaches, and I know Toys for Tots is across the nation, but here locally, it's really going to make an impact. And these are the unsung heroes we want to talk about, and we want to be able to help. And together, if all of us join together, if every person who came down to the station just brought a toy, and I know a lot of community members have probably already done that at other locations, but collectively, look at all the unsung heroes. These are the people that are making a difference just by taking a toy and putting it in a box. That's an unsung hero. So those are the people that we really just want to thank in advance, but also just think about the difference you're making in someone's life as they grow.
Well, that's just
that
wonderful.
Simple act of kindness.
Now,
that's going to be next Thursday, starting at 4 o'clock. We're having Santa Claus here outside the offices, depending on what the weather's like. And then he'll be inside from 6 to 7 talking to kids.
Ages
on
up to
the
what?
Radio.
What are the ages again?
From birth to 18 is who we're donating to. And so what they said is it's wonderful. Bring anything of any kind. But what they really are struggle with are that 12 to 18 age group, because people wonder, like, what do I buy for a child at that age? But I can tell you they love those earbuds. They love the earphones. They love anything, computer, gadget. But there's also a lot of kids that love the things that we used to really love, the board games and the, you know, all the things that just make Christmas morning fun when you're sitting and you're opening your present and then you get to interact with someone with it.
I like the board game, that brings you with, like makes you have to not be on an electronic thing, that you can really have a whole different experience when you're playing with your friend or, you know, that kind of thing. That's a good idea. Well, they're all good ideas.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then, of course, this wouldn't be possible without our Hero Circle sponsors. So I want to thank NorCal Tractor and Equipment, Emergency Water Systems, Fire Water Supply, and then, of course, KCNR for making this possible to have the show Heroes of the North State right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and then My Umbrella Marketing. So because of these partners, our community members, those who tune in and listen, the little ones that just find great joy in buying a gift for another child, I know that there are a lot of organizations right now doing that, and just bless them. And this is just one more that's going to make an impact in our community.
Well, wonderful. Thank you. Well, we'll be here. We're going to support you in every way that we can. Michelle Slade.
Well, I appreciate that. And if they want some more information, go to myumbrellamarketing.com. It has all the details about the event. And if you have questions, it's got a way to get a hold of us as well.
Okay. Michelle,
all right,
great.
Thank you,
thank
you guys.
Thank you so
much. And thank
much.
You so much for what you do. You're an unsung hero.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I just love it. I love people that are just, they're in, just by the nature of who they are, they're just kind and want to make a difference. So thank you to our community.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michelle. So next Thursday, Santa, Toys for Tots, bring
right
a
here.
Gift anywhere from infant to 18.
Okay. Absolutely.
New toys,
right,
unwrapped.
Okay, thank you.
New toys unwrapped.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome. Have a great day, you guys.
You bet.
All right. Bye-bye.
Now, sitting in our office spaces right here, when you walk through the door, is a Toys for Tots box.
1326 Market Street.
Linda and I would really appreciate it if you could take the time to find a toy for a child or up to a young adult. You come in here, and we'd like to fill this box up before we even start the big push.
Yeah.
So, if you've got time, stop by, find board games, toys for kids. And let me tell you a story. Being in the Marine Corps, we were associated with Toys for Tots. When I was on independent duty in Albuquerque, New Mexico, I had myself and six Marines, one Navy corpsman. And we, Toys for Tots was big in that community. Albuquerque had a big former Marine community, retired Marine community. But every year, this one gentleman that lived on the reservation and worked on the reservation, not a Navajo, would fly over to Hollywood, and he would push, because he had contacts there from being, I don't know, he did something back in Hollywood years ago. And they would have these big fundraisers or big toy events. And then, if you remember, Western Airlines, and they've since gone, they were swallowed up by bigger airlines, would fly a plane over with the Toys for Tots spokesman. And one year it was guy from Chips that was there, who was a former Marine.
Wow.
And not Ponce, the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a former Marine, fought in Vietnam. But he came with the toys, and they'd fill this plane up with toys.
Oh, man.
And they deliver them to us in Albuquerque. So it was for the Navajo Reservation.
Wow, that
so
makes
not
me
only
happy.
Did we collect money for the, not money, but toys for everybody in that region, but also specifically for the Navajo Nation. And my guys loved it. They'd load up U-Haul it trucks, take off to the res where they had spots there. it was just a very giving community there at that point in 1981 and 82. Now, Reading strikes me as being such the same thing. You know, we know we're not anywhere close to the population, but as far as giving, loving, wanting to help people, community, we're there, So it was interesting to be involved with Toys for Tots back then so much. And especially working with the Navajo Nation, but all the people there in Albuquerque, the kids, when they got these toys, it was great. I mean, because they'd come down and they'd get a toy that was, that was the biggest thing for them.
I'd really like to see this drive be successful. That's a great story. And for our loyal listeners who listen and, maybe have had the opportunity to go see a play because you've listened and gotten tickets, and or whatever. It's easy, very easy. You can go to the dollar store. You can go while you're shopping to pick up something that, that may be beyond your scope of what you do in your regular life. And just think of, hey, I'm going to go pick up, like I said, a board game, or I'm going to be, while I'm shopping today, I'm going to go down the toy aisle, and you get a little something and bring it by here for those children. We do know that we've all been through kind of the crises with COVID, and people have lost work or maybe not been able to go back to work or have had to stay home because they can't get daycare. And we know that every place is looking for work, and it's just been tough. It's been tough on our society and tough in our world. So we'd like to see this be a really successful year, that we go beyond our scope. Okay. And while we're at it, I'm going to take
one more thing. For everybody that brings in a toy, I'm going to give you a $5 Black Bear Diner Bucks, coupon for $5. So you bring in a toy, you get a buck. You get $5. You bring in two toys, you get $10. Fill up the box.
All right, we do have 4 tickets, by the way, that we're giving away right now in this last minute before we take a break. For Jarrett, this right when we're closing this segment. It's a Wonderful Life. This is a live radio play that Riverfront Playhouse is presenting. This voucher is good for 1 ticket for the Riverview Playhouse production. The voucher must be exchanged for a ticket. And you use a passcode. So we're going to just have these in a hard copy. You're going to come by the station. The rest is up to you. That's what I'm giving you.
Giving away 4.
So 4 tickets to It's a Wonderful Life live radio play, which would be really fun.
Okay. Is it the first caller? Is it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right.
First caller.
Okay. Let us know who it is when we come back from the break.
Now, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the nation's top hospitals, just period. But it's in the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It's gotten an A rating from the LeapFrog organization, which measures the efficiency, the safety, the cleanliness of all hospitals. Got an A rating from them. It's one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in a number of different categories, including emergency care, the emergency room, preventative care, lack of surgical complications, all of these things. This is Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 in the morning. It is 41 degrees.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241 8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garmon, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garmon. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the Friday, which somebody has to remind me of every so often, the 3rd of December, 7:34 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there and sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 48 locations. Over 20 instructors teaching in these 48 locations. Anything from your basic CCW to advanced training to two different skill levels with pistols, tactical rifles, long-range rifles, unarmed combat, all of this at Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 530-999-1822 or check out usgunpro.com. We're here with some of our favorite people. Christy Davis, who is the vice president of Golden Valley Bank and relationship banking manager. What is that?
Yes. Good morning.
What's that, Christy?
So basically, I do a little bit of everything. I wear lots of hats. 4 years ago, I started with the bank, and basically I was hired on to join one of their current lenders that was here in the Reading area for 10 years with a commercial lending office. And I got brought on to do the operational side, manage the office here in Reading, go out and meet with customers, which is the whole relationship banking portion of that, bring in new deposits, and just support and be a part of a great, true local community bank here in the Reading area.
So was banking part of your history? Has it been part of your history?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually came from another local community bank mm-hmm. that I was at for 20 years.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I started there when I was 12.
How
do you start when you're 12?
I'm teasing. Everybody always says, 20 years.
Oh, okay, I got it.
I'm teasing.
Okay, you start.
Yep.
No, but you know what? Who knows? Because there could be, working projects for them or volunteering.
Yeah,
those kind of things.
All right. But anyway, so that's really cool.
So
20 years.
I've been in banking 26 years.
So that's a big jump. Yeah. You're with an organization for 20 and decided to go with Golden Valley because you were given an opportunity to expand, to enhance, and I bet you that was a challenge. Everybody needs a challenge.
Absolutely. The most scariest, biggest decision I ever made to leave a great, job of 20 years that I pretty much kind of grew up in. But my heart is truly with the local community type of bank.
And right.
I kind of felt that going away, and so I really needed to make a change. And Golden Valley happened to come up at that point, and it was the most rewarding and best decision I ever made.
Well, we really appreciate what you've done when you went – again, when we talk about put your money where your mouth is, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's such a kind of a trite saying. But the reality is that we do reach out because we know that we have a lot of men and women serving throughout our world through the United States military.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do Operation Salute. And we think we like to have these little messages that can be taped and sent overseas and just to do thank you. So we reached out to you, and you said, yes, we would like to on November, December. So tell us what the conversation is on your end when you receive and how you choose to support different military organizations.
So one major thing with the bank in our Chico area and Reading is they're huge on community, obviously local community bank, giving back. We've supported in the past 2 years, this is our second year being part of Holiday Salute. And it really lined up last year because we committed to being the title sponsor for our annual Iron Soldier benefit ride that benefits Homeward Bound with Reading Yamaha. So the last couple of years we've done that, and your connection with Eric Woodstrom that's also at the bank. It all just lined up. And so when you guys asked, we're like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, something very small that can go somewhere so big. And again, not about just the check. It's not about the check presentation. It's not about the money. It's obviously you have to have that. But it's about showing up for us. And we want to be more than just, you know, the money. Oh, you know, they supported this. We want to be a part of stuff like this, being able to come and talk about the bank. And we just really support what you guys are doing. And so it was, they give me the power to make some of those decisions, here in the local Reading area because I'm part of this community. So again, the bank's big on letting us make those decisions here. So we just, we made the decision.
A part of everybody, you know, first of all, you know, just, you know, doing a recording, thanking our veterans for their service during, especially during the holidays.
Yes.
Like this is important for them. But, you also are able to take, and select a veterans organization and part of the money goes to them.
Yep.
So, some people have identified them up front. Some say, well, who are you planning on doing it for?
Yeah.
You know, we're big on homeless veterans. We're big, helping homeless veterans. Veterans that a lot of them have problems mm-hmm. because of service that are on the streets right now, that even though we've got a really great organizations here that help get veterans off the streets, there's still need for more.
Absolutely.
But some people want it to go to an to a specific group, the Nick Dahl Fund. But it's so much appreciated, and the fact that big businesses, you know, mm-hmm. like to roll in here and acknowledge the fact that most of the stuff we have here in our country has been bought with blood of our military. Maybe that's being a little bit too direct, but you know,
but
recognizing them is so cool,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
we appreciate what you all have done.
Yes, well, thank you guys. We appreciate.
See, when we say the word blood, I'm just going to say that so that can conjure up in your mind it that when people serve, they could be in an office, they could be on the battlefield, they could be in the hangar, they could be a mechanic, they could be, you know, in the armament part of the military. But through marrying Carl, I realize that anybody who decides to serve, that means your blood, your guts, and it's not just you, it's your family, your parents, your siblings, your wife, your family, all are affected in some way about you serving.
Absolutely.
Before, during, and after. So we really appreciate the acknowledgement of we support those with Operation Holiday Salute.
Mm-hmm.
And Golden Valley, you guys have done a great job. I love your community spirit. We love your community spirit. We thank you for that.
Thank you, guys.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Judy Maxwell is the person that we go to for our insurance. And I can't say enough about her and her team of professionals. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401ks after all the craziness that's gone on for the last couple of years, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. 221-0441. That's 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Your friendly old change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, and our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
And welcome back. How are you? Whoa, I said, okay, so I think my, maybe a little bit of what happened I was saying
before.
Turn
them all on at the same time.
When the music came
up. Or just one.
Good morning, everybody.
Jared does not turn on the mics until he sees my mouth or your mouth open.
I was a little slow on that.
Well, no, but it's a little dangerous because one of us will start talking and you'll open that one up, and some of us were discussing things that were probably, you know, maybe shouldn't have been for everybody.
The in-between on the air. Hey, with us this morning is Christy Davis with Golden Valley Bank. She is the Vice President and Relationship Banking Manager.
This portion of the show is brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry. Hey, in December, they celebrate their anniversary. So right now, the anniversary sale, which is perfect to have it coincide with
Christmas.
With Christmas and maybe or Hanukkah or whatever you celebrate, now's the time to tuck it away and go into Four Winds Jewelry, where they always are pulling things out every day that's new. They have stuff that is, you know, they're bringing stuff out. 2225 Hilltop Drive, that's where we go for all of our jewelry needs.
Ask to see the oops counter, which is named after Carl. Oops. And say, hey, Carl says you've got a special display case in here.
222-2750.
That helps husbands.
So we are with Christy Davis with Golden Valley Bank, and we were discussing that they are a community-minded and very community-owned and operated. Started out of Chico. Reading Branch has been open since 2018. You're always want to be there with the community spirit, work very diligently to be involved on a local level. It's not, this is not like corporate back in New York telling you, pulling the strings and telling you what to do. It's North State. Now, and you could consider, if you like to, Chico, North State.
Right. Yep. And again, we are, you know, looking to expand as well in the right areas. We're not looking to grow fast. We want to stay community-based. We want to stay small. You know, but also, obviously, as we get more well-known in the Reading area, we're going to gain those relationships and start to form that growth with those relationships regarding lending and deposits. So, yeah.
So what would you say your specialty is?
So our specialty from the day I started there back in 2017, two main things that we say. And AOCS, we truly live by that with our customers and with our employees, and it stands for Absolutely Outstanding Customer Service. Our vision is to be the best bank in town. We've always said that. BBIT, we want to be the best bank in town. And it's important, too, that the culture, our culture is huge there. And when anytime you start with the bank, we want, you know, you to learn the culture, feel the culture, instead of just before you just jump on in. Just understanding where that all comes from. And Mark Francis, our CEO, started the bank with a group of guys back in 2006, so we celebrated our 15-year anniversary this year in April. And so I think for us, it's not just so much about, you know, a face with a name, with a number. It's about a relationship. We want to really be there for the relationship and build that, whether it be lending, deposits, you know, being able to walk into a bank and feel like everybody knows who you are, that old, you know, local.
You want to be friends. Friends of, what was it about the bar they walked into that show?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. You know what? We've had a couple people come in and say, it feels like that here. So, our Chico office is beautiful. It's amazing. Our Reading office, we're on, 250 Hempstead. So we have a river view. I always say we have the million dollar view.
You do. You have a great view from up there.
Well, I'm on your website, and according to the history, it said the organizing group grew to 28 local businesses and professional people, and the new community bank began to take form. So you kind of like think about, how do you even start a bank? Well, obviously you went through all, you have to do the applications submitted to the state, national banking authorities, committees, establishments, consultants, all that other stuff. And so by 2005, there were three executive officers, the board, they were, elected. So that's how it started, which was a vision, and you were able to get the capital, which is so important.
Yeah.
And, so we love the fact that from there you opened into Reading. And, you guys are doing great things, and we would encourage everybody. What are some incentives if somebody's like, thinking about another bank? Mm-hmm. I don't want to do the big corporate thing.
Yep.
What are some of the incentives that you offer besides the fact that we've talked about is community service?
Yeah. I think our greatest asset, honestly, is our employees. It's the people that you're having those interactions with. They're the faces that are being seen when these customers are coming in. And we handpicked pretty much our whole staff when we opened the office. So it was really important to us to make sure that the team we had was grow up, rooted here in Reading, knows the Shasta County area, you know, and just holds that community and vision of offering something to somebody. You know, when it comes to their money, nobody wants to just up and leave, and it's a process, and we understand that, but that's what we're there for, to walk them through that. And I've had several customers, large businesses that have said, oh gosh, this is going to be a huge on-taking. But we have such great team members that will come in, and, you know, there are some things we need their help with, but let us do that. Let us drive that for you. And by the end of it, it's like, yeah, that wasn't so bad after all. You know, it's not something that takes place overnight. It's a process, and it's walking them through that, getting them to understand their business and what's going to work for them. And maybe sometimes it won't work, and it's not the best, you know, fit, but it's about the relationship and learning that. And I think it all starts with that.
Well, we can see so many things. I've joined your Facebook page, and I would encourage everybody to go to Golden Valley Bank out of Reading. That's what I typed in to see, you know, all the wonderful work, and you can see through all the pictures, even if you don't belong to Facebook. Some people decided to get off of Facebook, I've recently found. But you can still go on their website, and you can see all the wonderful pictures and all the things that you've done, and some of the staff, with yeah. the, you know, the pictures of the staff and who's on. How many employees in the Reading area?
So in the Reading area, we have 8, and then 9, including our chief credit officer that spends his time between Chico and Reading, more so in Reading now, but, our staff is, there's 8 of us. I think we're a little bit over 50 employees total with Chico and Reading. That's growing these last couple years. It's really, when I started with the bank in 2017, I was number 37 employee.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And now we're just a little over 50, so.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on this morning. This is Christy Davis, Vice President and Relationship Banking Manager. And we appreciate again, once again, as we close this segment with, you supporting, Operation Holiday Salute. And, you know, it takes a team in all things to create, to keep businesses floating, flourishing, moving forward, in supporting each other. And that's why we always say shop local, stay local, yeah. support local. It's like we don't get any government funding. We understand what it is when you've got the ma and pa shops that yeah. are just grinding away at really trying to keep it alive and thrive.
Absolutely.
So if I had several million dollars, could I start my bank?
If you have a following with you, you got to have the support, and that's, again, you know, yeah. with our Chico office.
And the reason I ask that is years ago, probably decades.
Do you want to start a bank?
Well, no. The avocado growers down in Fallbrook, California, the green gold, mm-hmm. you know, from the avocado trees. And, they, yeah. you know, there's a lot of orchards down there. They were not getting the support they thought they should get from banks.
Yeah.
And they pulled their resources and opened their own bank down there. And it's still, I can't remember the name yeah. of the bank, but they started their own local community bank using their own funds.
Yeah, no, that's,
and it is still there.
That's similar to the story for Chico.
And this has got to be, I mean, this has got to be 75, 80 years ago
Dang.
That they did it. So
yeah.
I just remember that they were talking about it and they said, well, yeah, the reason that, you know, it's right here is because mm-hmm. Fallbrook was a small town back then.
Yeah.
It was because the gents here started their own
yeah.
bank.
Yeah, you have the support, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's amazing. I didn't know. I'll have to research that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, then do that and call me up and say, no, Carl, you're totally wrong. That's not what happened. It's just an urban myth down
it sounds
in,
great.
In Fallbrook, California. But the bottom line is we appreciate what Golden Valley has
Thank
done
you.
For us, has done for the veterans.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And being able to get the word out
yeah.
that they're appreciated.
Yes.
So
thank
you so much.
So
thank
much.
You guys, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Too.
And coming up in the next segment, we are expecting.
No, I just got the word.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, it's going to be open
well,
line.
Well, we have a lot
Friday.
To cover. That's great because yeah. I have some news of the weird and some things I want to discuss too. And I know you've got some headlines.
I have
but
here, but Congressman LaMalfa, is on a plane as we speak.
Okay, usually
so,
this is his time to call in for the last hour.
Yeah, well, Haley sent me an email at 5 this morning.
So okay.
that said that,
looking at it now.
You know, the congressman is always here. We might be able to swing him in later on this month, though. He you know, when he's available to come
mm-hmm.
in. Be nice to get him right here in the studios when he's back. Give him an excuse to drive his extremely powerful, fast car from Yuba City area up here. Hey, you know what? State Granite has brought us this segment here, and Mike at Estate Granite has been doing this for over 20 years. Veteran-owned business, he's got an eye for perfection. He has done our kitchen. He does kitchens, bathrooms, you name it. He can do it. He works by appointments only. So for a free consultation, give them a call at 241-STONE. Go to estategranite.com. And he's one of the good guys. That's Mike Huber at Estate Granite. And then the lines in the city of Shasta Lake. Lions.
The Lions Club.
Or multiple District 4 announcing the December 2021 food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food items between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Saturday, the 11th of December at Save Mart, located at 4631 Turn Creek Road. You know, a lot of things, you know, it's been tough. You know, Christy, you've seen it out there also. But it's been tough the last couple of years for our businesses, for families. You know, families that needed a two-family paycheck. Kids had to be kept home. You lose one right there. And maybe the jobs went away. And things have just been tough. And this is, my friends, you know, we think, oh, it was 2020. No, 2021 has had its horrible times, mm-hmm. too. But this is a chance, like, to come in and for the toys, for Toys for Tots, things for the food. And it's not something that's past its use time, you know. This is something you could go down to any of these big grocery outlet stores or even local stores and take care of that. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Economists were expecting far more than the 210,000 jobs that American employers added last month. The experts had predicted more than 500,000 new hires. Disappointing to be sure, but it's not all gloom and doom, according to Wells Fargo senior economist Sarah House.
We saw a lot more people come back into the labor force looking for work, and the total number of people reporting that they had a job over the past month rose by 1.1 million. So that suggests that we are seeing workers come back into the labor market, and that should make it easier for employers to hire in the months to come.
The unemployment rate fell from 4.6 to 4.2%. President Biden says that is good news. Growth in the economy services sector, that's where most Americans work, hit an all-time high last month, surpassing the previous record that was set in October. A pair of U.S. senators urging new sanctions against Iran over an alleged attempt to kidnap a U.S. journalist.
Democrat Ben Cardin of Maryland and Republican Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania have announced legislation that would place sanctions on Iran over its alleged effort to kidnap U.S.-based journalist Masi Alanjad. The senators say the bill would also discourage other attempted kidnappings on U.S. soil by foreign adversaries. Says Senator Cardin, quote, "If you dare to attempt to come to our nation and kidnap an American citizen, there will be dire consequences." The U.S. believes Alanjad was targeted for writing material critical of the Iranian government. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden's desk, a next stop for a short-term spending bill, keeps the federal government running through the 18th of February. On Wall Street right now, stocks deep in the red. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 252 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index off 298 points. And the S&P is currently down 50. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
A punishing drought is having a deadly impact on the Horn of Africa, with livestock and people starving.
Carcasses of cattle, goats, and even giraffes litter the road in South Wajir. It is one of the most affected areas by the drought. Water pumps are dry, and so is the vegetation. Local officials told us up to 70% of cattle and 60% of goats have died of starvation, thirst, or diseases due to lowered immunity levels. That's millions of livestock, the livelihood of pastoralists, wiped out within months. Neighboring Somalia has declared a humanitarian emergency.
That's the BBC's Anne Soy. A night of violence that started when a man was shot and killed in an Arab town in northern Israel ended Friday with police shooting and killing a man involved in an alleged car ramming attack that wounded two officers. News and analysis at townhall.com. Mexico says President Biden's drive to subsidize U.S.-made electric vehicles could violate the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement.
President Biden's Build Back Better Act includes subsidies of up to $12,500 for purchases of union-made, U.S.-made electric vehicles. Mexico's Economic Secretary, Tatiana Cloutier, says that would discriminate against potential exports of Mexican-built electric vehicles, something she says is forbidden under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Free Trade Pact. She adds that the measure, now before the U.S. Senate, could also cost Mexico jobs, increasing additional migration pressures. Cloutier says there could be sanctions, including tariffs. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Automaker Honda is recalling almost 723,000 SUVs and pickup trucks. Seems the hoods can fly open while the vehicles are moving. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, I think. And you can hop into our chat room at that same address. Good morning. It is Friday, the 3rd of December. Like I said, 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm, and he said today was National Bartender Day. Anything else?
Faux Fur Friday?
I'm sorry.
Faux
Fur.
Fur. That's F-A-U-X.
Faux fur.
Yeah.
Fake fur.
Yeah.
Fake fur. What do they make it out of? What do you make faux
fibers.
Fur? Fibers. Fibers? Out of petroleum?
I don't know. Could be cotton.
Oh.
I don't know.
Linda's here.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to give you some temperatures. 43 is what we're looking at right now. It's going to be sunny with today at temperatures around 69.
I'm just giving you temperatures. It means nothing.
Yeah.
Tonight, it may be from here. It could be from Minnesota.
No, it's 43.
Minnesota.
It feels a warmer than that. Clearer than patchy fog tonight with overnight lows of 45. Saturday calls for patchy fog, then sunny with a high of 68, overnight lows of 46. And Sunday calls for 68, Sunday night, partly cloudy, overnight lows at 47. Monday calls for chance of rain with our temperatures around 60. And Tuesday, mostly sunny again with a high of 63. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated with senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Now, I'm sorry, many of you on Thursday night, I know, I had promised to do my Christmas show, and I was going to do it live. So for those of you who are listening, and we talked about this, my keyboard player, Pat Karch, texted me yesterday and said, I'm in the Bay Area. I don't know. I guess he got detained in the Bay Area, probably picking up a piano, but we'll find out later. But Lou White was going to be here. I was going to interview the boys. We were going to sing some Christmas music, some of my favorite stuff. And I said, we missed the window. You only get to do it unless maybe before Christmas, maybe I'll grab him in here and we'll do a little segment before Christmas, because I've always wanted to do something like that. Live on the air.
It's nothing that says we can't do it during the
show. I know,
show,
but it was my Thursday night show when it's dark out and the lights are on and all that.
I offered to sing,
yes,
last
you did.
Night. And Linda's comment on that was, I heard you sing the national anthem with seven other Marines, and I would rather listen to, what was the words, exact
never mind.
Words? But let me say what the exact words were. I'd rather listen to sharp nails on a blackboard than I would to have you sing in the same room with me.
That is not true. You can always sing the national anthem, whether it's in key or not. You know, it would be
nails on a blackboard. I would rather listen to that than you sing. Is that their exact word?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well, what were the exact words?
What I would like to talk about is news of the weird. And I have really a couple funny things that come up, because I know you're going to start getting into a rant or something here that just
I'm a mellow guy.
Okay, so archaeologists in Israel have found a gold ring with a purple stone believed to be amethyst that they believe was used to ward off hangovers. The ring dated to between the 3rd and the 7th centuries was discovered in the ruins of an ancient wine factory. The Israel Authority, Antiquities Authority, said that the ring probably belonged to a wealthy person who may have worn the ring to counteract the side effects of wine. The winery was known for its white Gaza variety. I don't know. I think, you know, I thought that was kind of funny. The other thing in the news is, you know, you just never know when the baby wants to come, the baby wants to come. So this gal out of Vacaville, California, didn't think it was time to go to the hospital because her contractions were 10 minutes apart. But then they quickly started coming faster, and as her husband headed to the car, she knew it was too late. I'm going to be here. This is my spot, she said to her husband. So the couple helped, it seems like, you know, the crews, rescue crews pulled up to the scene. By the time they walked up to me, I had my babies in my arm crying. So you just never know. So she caught the whole scene, which is, by the way, I want you to get me, honey, is a doorbell camera. The whole scene was caught on the doorbell camera, and her thing was, thank God I had my head turned away from the door camera. There she's having a baby on the lawn.
What,
this is my spot.
46 million Boom. People on YouTube looking at her. Hoo-hoo? What? What is that? It's not the same. First of all, a baby being born. There is no sex involved in that. There is absolutely, there's no period interest in that at all. It is just, a woman grabbing your hand and breaking all of your fingers, bending them back one by one, saying, this is what you did to me.
But in the old days, I think when I was born, Dad couldn't be in with my mom in those days. I know that ages me, but I don't think he could be in the delivery room. That only became later.
I wasn't able to be in when
Kathy, the mother of your daughter.
Yeah, at the Camp Pendleton Naval Hospital when Jennifer was born. So yeah, I mean things have changed now that you can be in there. Now,
families
now
can
wait
be
a
in
minute.
There.
Now Vince, my former Marine, my U.S. Marshal son, one of the toughest guys you're ever going to meet. I mean a tough guy. I mean, he, you know, gunfights, fistfights, all this, the jobs he's done with the U.S. Marshal Service. When my granddaughter was being born, Vince was standing there. He was holding Jennifer's hand. And then he says, gosh, all of a sudden, the room got a little fuzzy. And the doctor said to him, sit down, Marine. And they put the oxygen on his face. Not Jennifer's. And so Jennifer says, I'm looking at my husband, who's over there with oxygen on his face, because he was going to faint if he didn't have that. It's still a, and Vince admits it. He says, yeah. He says, and the second one was the same way. So, anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. A lot of things happening.
Got some headlines to cover.
Yeah, well, that, and I want to talk about the growth right down in downtown Redding. Been some changes on some of the due dates on these, and we want to talk about that. The what the Senate just did, and the Omicron variant of Corona. What exactly does this mean, and how dangerous is this thing? 8:13 in the morning, it's 46 degrees out there, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that does outstanding work. Every repair is a sign of quality workmanship. I fixed a crack in my windshield 14 years ago, and you still can't see it. It still hasn't gotten any bigger, so that kind of gives you an idea of the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. He can fix chips. And small chips up to cracks up to 24 inches in length. You get a free inspection and analysis. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday. We're having the Christmas parade, Christmas lighted parade tomorrow night. I'm pretty sure. Can you check that for sure for me, Jared? But I think it's going to be this weekend. We also have a number of other things that are happening in our area. It's Christmas time. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors right here in Redding. Cornerstone Community Bank has three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, the one right downtown, 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and a new one going to open up very soon in Anderson. Next Wednesday, in fact, we're having Cornerstone Community Bank on and talk about all these things that are happening there. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. The shooting that was in Michigan at Oxford High School that killed several wounded several others, that four students were killed, seven more people were injured, and they were in hospitals in stable condition. The semi-automatic pistol was purchased legally by this guy's father last week, according to the investigation. And, in fact, that day, the boy was brought into the offices and along with his parents for discussions about things that were happening in school that same day. No discipline was warranted, according to the school. And they left. He stayed in school. A while later, he went into the bathroom, and he came out. He came out shooting. Now, besides that being horrible, of course, the prosecutor in Michigan is going to announce today whether the parents of the boy will be charged with a crime. There is no law in Michigan, it appears, that says you have to keep your guns locked up from people that shouldn't have them. And we have that. We have that law in California that your firearms have to be secured from children, maybe you've got felons in your family. I mean, that's not unusual. We've had people get in their CCW whose spouse was a felon, something they had done many years ago, and had not been in trouble since, but they were still felons. So they have to keep those guns and ammo locked up from that person. Anybody that is maybe mentally incapable of making the right decision with guns. So that's the law in California, and it's a felony. If a child gets a hold of a gun and kills somebody, you're talking about some jail time. If they get a hold of a gun and injure somebody, you're talking about jail time. But I guess they don't have that law in Michigan. However, they're looking at charging the family, the parents, to have been because the gun seems to have been just freely available to the individual, far beyond negligence, is what they're saying. As I said, the gun was purchased legally, and parents in the U.S. are rarely charged in school shootings involving their children, even as most minors get guns from a parent. Now, you go back to Sandy Hook, and he'd killed his mom and took the gun, so I'm not sure you could count that one. There's no Michigan law that requires gun owners keep weapons locked away from children. However, there's more to build the case on, the DA said. So, would that have made a difference if the gun had been locked up? You can get into my safe, my love. You can get into the
our safe
that you gave to me. You can get into our safe with no problem. But I know that you don't really always remember the combo but it's written down in a secret place.
Uh-huh.
So I figured that would give me at least 5, maybe even 10 seconds more running down the street as fast as I can go. heading for cover. Why look at me?
Because that's a joke.
Well,
I
would hope people know that's a joke. Why would you have to tell people?
I don't know. Certain things just aren't. I don't know what it is. Is my bone, my funny bone, just a little shorter than usual right now?
It is a little shorter. It's like,
I don't know.
Short.
Okay.
Because I said something yesterday that was hilarious, and you thought,
thought it was in bad taste.
You thought it was in bad
taste. You know,
women.
Okay, ladies, have you ever felt like sometimes people make a joke and it's in bad taste and you're just like, well, you know, maybe I'm just. Okay, now listen, I really want to share this with you, okay?
Okay.
There's a picture online and it is of the Christmas tree in one of those beautiful squares in Germany and nobody's on the street. And that's because of the lockdown that's happening. So there's a new story. This is about regarding us, but there's protesters in Austria. You think that we've seen that they are because of the COVID mandates that are happening in Austria. So it's not just here in America. It's happening elsewhere in the world where they're throwing, you know, bombs or they're throwing whatever things at light and they're just protesting out on the street because they are like, we don't want this. So according to this particular article, new stricter COVID-19 testing requirements for all travelers coming to the U.S. are set to take effect Monday. The new rules will require travelers coming to the U.S. to test negative one day before departure. One day before departure instead of up to 3 days before entering the country. The shift in policy, which Biden announced yesterday, alongside a state of new steps to combat COVID-19 this winter, underscores the potential threat posed by the newly discovered Omicron variant. Separately, several GOP-led states are expanding unemployment benefits to unvaccinated residents who lose their jobs due to vaccine mandates. And in Europe, again, Germany announced a nationwide lockdown for the unvaccinated yesterday as it leaders back plans for mandatory vaccinations in the coming months. So that is the video that you can see right here, Carl, where they're out in the streets by tens of thousands of Austrians are protesting against the COVID restrictions.
Well, they're locking people in. If you have not been vaccinated, they're doing a lockdown on people. And, I mean, talk about lack of – imagine if Joe Biden said to America, if you have not been vaccinated, you will not leave your house. And we're going to have police out there enforcing it. First of all, no police are going to enforce that. They're just not going to do it. And then what's he going to do, use the military? Well, hell, they can't even get the military to take the vaccine. So, and we are such an independent country. We are such an independent country. If somebody tried to do that, that's why they're having problems with getting people to take the vaccine. I don't want to take the vaccine. I'm not going to take the vaccine. You know, that kind of, you know, you get that attitude, you know. I mean, you know, that's not our attitude, but there is that attitude out there. And to force people into doing it, well, it's not going to work. Well, and in fact, the judge and the federal courts agree with this. They have put stays on the, if you've got a business with over 100 people, they put a stay on that. They put a stay on all medical workers and volunteers have to have the vaccine. They put a stay on that. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid said we're not going to enforce that vax mandate because there's been stays put on it by the federal courts. Saying is that the Biden administration overstepped.
Well,
big time.
Also in the news today, Congress averted a government shutdown last night when both chambers voted to pass a stopgap bill to extend funding through mid-February. It came after party leaders brokered a deal to overcome GOP opposition to vaccine mandates. Now, by the way, this is out of CNN when I asked for about the five things I need to know today. Passages of the measure ahead of today's midnight deadline ended a standoff that threatened to trigger a shutdown when a small number of Republican senators who objected to Biden's vaccine requirements had held out the possibility of holding up a quick vote on the funding bill. To resolve the impasse, the two parties agreed to hold votes on the stopgap bill as well as GOP amendment to prohibit the use of federal funding for COVID-19 vaccine mandates, which ultimately failed.
Yeah. Okay.
No comments?
Well, I think if you let the government shut down, would you notice it? Because, it's not the whole government. When they say government shutdown, it's not the government shutdown. There are portions of the government. Maybe the national parks, maybe things like this will shut down. The military doesn't shut down. All the non-essential people don't go to work. And then you can find out who's essential and who's not. So if you're non-essential, you don't go to work. Okay. Well, why do we have them then if they're not essential? Maybe we should use that as our first step in the reduction of the government by 10%. But the other, you know, the important things keep moving. It keeps going on. So to say that you're going to shut down the government is a misnomer.
All right. So, and finally, before we take this break, this is always interesting because anything is always goes back to Trump.
Yeah, you're right.
The Trump-era border program known as Remain in Mexico is set to relaunch on Monday due to a court order. That means the U.S. will again send migrants to Mexico to await their immigration court hearings.
Well, hello.
Mexico agreed to the terms to revamp program yesterday and said it would begin accepting migrants. The program, which forces non-Mexican migrants to stay in Mexico until their immigration court dates in the U.S., was suspended at the beginning of Biden's term and formally terminated months later. But in August, a federal judge in Texas said the administration had violated federal law and how it had gone about unwinding the program and required it to be restored.
Well, Joe Biden opened our borders. Joe Biden opened our borders to people coming across the border illegally by the hundreds of thousands. The Remain in Mexico thing was, okay, you want to come into our country, fine. We got you. We're going to send you back to Mexico. You wait there until you get here for your immigration, for your immigration interviews and all this. What is wrong with that? We're paying for it. But no, Joe Biden doesn't care because Joe Biden is ignorant. He doesn't care if we have an open border. It appears that way. And we haven't even discussed the Afghan refugees that are coming into the country by the thousands. And where are they going? I can tell you, Sacramento, stand by. You're going to be getting a lot. I can tell you, Northern Virginia, you're going to be getting a lot. The governor of Florida said, you bring in and you ship to us in the middle of the night. Illegals or people that we don't want to have in our, you know, in our state, like the illegals. We're just going to bus them up to Delaware. I think that's a great idea. Hey, we've got to take a break here. This portion, if you're looking to buy a firearm for Christmas, you know, give yourself that great present, that rifle, that shotgun. Yeah, you know, turkey season starting here pretty soon. Head on down to Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. It's locally owned. It's private. You know, he's a great guy. We buy our guns from there. He's got all the accessories. You can get your CCW class there. You can get it all at Bastiani Arms. And veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. Give them a call at 222-8222. Stop by 2539 Larkspur right here in Redding, Tuesday through Saturday. 8:30 in the morning, 48 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful day, and we'll be right back.
I'm an alligator.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 8:34 in the morning, 46 degrees out there here today, Friday the 3rd of December. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the best barbershop in town as far as I'm concerned. Works by appointments. Give them a call at 244-9478, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. You got to have one of those.
Let's go to the phones. Dave, thank you for holding. Do you have... What's going on?
Hello?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Dave.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
Dave. Dave.
Hey. Yes.
Dave.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Are you talking to us, Dave?
I don't know. Who are you?
Okay. Yeah, this
okay.
is
We got you now. We got you now. Okay.
Okay. You know what? I've been sitting for a half an hour waiting to get on the line.
Well, you know what? Oh. They're just filled with people. Like
I know.
This.
I know. You've got millions of people waiting.
Okay.
And then a friend of my neighbor walked up and started talking to me about his motorcycle. And, of course, that digressed me. Anyway, you know what? I don't want to bum anybody out on a beautiful Christmas December day. But I had a friend come by. I had my door open, of course. And I had a friend ride by that used to ride motorcycle with. He was riding his bicycle, and he said, "Hey, Dave, I went down to near a pond down here at the open space," and he said, "I read this article in this magazine, in a local magazine." He said it was a beautiful article about this open space that you could just go down and enjoy and take your family and just have a great time. And he said, this is no kidding, just 3 days ago. And he said, "I rode my bicycle down there," and he said, "Oh my gosh," he said, "I only went part way," and he turned around and went back because he said, "I wouldn't take my dog down there." You go down there and your lab will get attacked by a dog or approached by a homeless person or raped or mugged or killed.
And we're talking about the Henderson open space right now.
Exactly. You know what I'm talking about, brother.
I've been there.
They all moved out to the end. They moved them out. And he said, "Oh man, that's wonderful. They moved them all out. They're going to start this thing again." They moved them all out and they were behind Rayleigh's. And they were there for a month and they started growing and growing and growing into a big city. Well, then our police person came back from wherever he was on assignment or something, and so they tagged them all and went down with a big city truck and a tractor and loaded all this stuff up, crushed it up, put it in the truck and hauled it off. Of course, it cost us a bunch of money. And then they tagged them all so they couldn't be there. Where did they go? They went back in the bush behind my house. And there's camps galore back there again. They're cutting firewood. They got chainsaws. They're cutting firewood. They've got fires. They've got radios. They're, you know, playing all kinds of crazy music. And I suggested to another friend that why don't they take that property? And we talked about it years ago about taking from the ground up 3 or 3.5 feet, 4 feet, and clear it so that you can see all the way down there. Those people would not stay there if you did that. You did it on the other side of the river, the city did. A private party did it up behind the veterans' home, veterans' clinic, and there's nobody living up there. But they're all back here again because out of sight, out of mind.
You know, Dave, we've been addressing this Henderson open space for years, and at one time we got enough pressure on the city council to go down there and look at it, and it was like, oh my God, And then they, you know, they cleared it out, and then they came back, and they cleared it out again, and then you said, okay, they went to Raley's. Now they're back down there. I've seen it. I went down there. I was going to walk through the whole thing, except I realized I had no backup, and only had two magazines for my firearm. And
there
so,
you
and you're right about the dogs are loose down there. How can you walk down there? You've got people procreating out in the lawns. They're using the places, their bathroom. Yeah. It's horrible. And this is the place they're spending all this money on. Where is the enforcement of these rules? Where does it say? When does the city say? You know what? You people are the taxpayers. You deserve better.
We spend a lot of money on taxes.
Yeah.
You know, I try to keep my place up. I don't make it. It's not a dump. I don't have debris and tents and crap all over my yard and stuff. How do these people get away with it? I can't burn my leaves, but they can have open fire.
If you burn your leaves, you just, when they come up, you say, oh no, this is a cooking fire.
It's a warming fire.
It's a warming fire, and you can't tell me to put it out.
That's what I'm going to do from now on.
Yeah, use their own arguments. I mean, but that's not the point. The point is you've got people down there illegally that is ruining your quality of life. And yet we seem to think, because they're not, I tell you what, I guarantee you, if this same condition was where the mayor, the vice mayor, and the other members of the city council lived, or higher ranking members of the police department, they would not be there.
Supervisors, or governor, or, you know, a senator, whatever. I want to take these people in a bus and take them to all these different people and put them in their yards and say, here, do whatever you want in this yard.
Yep.
It's a shame. It's a shame. It's a dirty, rotten shame. And we've been putting up with this for years. And you know what? I thought about selling my house and moving to Texas. I don't think I could sell my house because people know about this situation. And you can see it from the back of my house. You can see tents from the back of my house.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I'm frustrated. I've been frustrated. My neighbor is ready to move to Pennsylvania. I'm not kidding you. He can't go out in his backyard. He's a bird watcher. He can't go out in his backyard and watch birds because the crazy people across the way and next door to him are just going, hey, you know what? He can't work in his garden. He's given up his garden, and he grows some beautiful vegetables and stuff, but he can't go in his back. What is it when he can't go in your backyard?
That's wrong.
Because of all this.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. It's wrong.
Sue the city. Yeah.
Well,
sue the city for ruining your quality of life. You know what? We've warned you, we've protested.
Yeah.
You're not doing anything. You've ruined my house values. You've done this. I'm suing you.
Yep. I'm thinking about getting a class action with the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
On this side of the road and the other side, because we have running up and down our street. They're running up and down the street half naked. You know what? They have leash laws in this town. You know what the homeless do now? They have a leash on their dog, but the dog can run loose with the leash.
Yeah.
The other day I was walking my dog down here, and behind the fence over here, there's a dog crying and carrying on. He's hooked up in the rocks, and he can't get loose. I don't know how long he's been there. So I talked to another lady that goes down there, and she said, oh, I'll talk to him. She went down. They said, oh, yeah, that's Rocky. They went and unhooked him, and off he went, you know. But it's a shame. You can't – it's just a shame. You know, the animals procreate and they have babies and they hand them out to all the other homeless. So everybody has a dog. Everybody has it. There's some good dogs and there's pit bulls and all kinds of stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to bring back to light this baloney here.
It hasn't stopped. You know, it got temporarily better. Yeah.
Very, very temporarily. Very temporarily.
Okay.
And it's totally uncalled for.
All right, buddy.
But anyway, hey, I love you guys.
Love you back.
I appreciate what you do. And please have a very Merry Christmas, and God bless y'all.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Have a great day.
You betcha.
Can you imagine if that were us and we were down, and we could live downtown?
What are you going to do? You can't go down there and beat them with clubs. You just can't do that. I mean, you don't do that. So you ask your elected officials, over and over again, please clear this out. My life is being ruined. And what's happening? What is happening? Terry, what is happening?
Well, it'd be nice if we could sue the city. The problem is when we sue the city, Carl, we end up having to pay for it because that's our money. So it'd be nicer to have the people who are responsible being accountable to that. As you said, you know, the mayor, the vice mayor, the people on city council. And part of that is also county, which is actually Bodie's district. So if we had an opportunity to make the people accountable who are in office, first of all, we wouldn't be suing ourselves. By suing the city, we'd be able to go to the culprits who are doing it. Do you know who Scott Thompson is?
Yes.
Well, we're going to have Scott Thompson on our podcast on Mountaintop Media on Monday. And I've talked to him. Interesting guy. You probably saw him on Fox News, on Tucker Carlson. But the city of Oroville decided that they'd become a constitutional republic. Now, that is not in the official sense, but in their resolution, it does state that they don't abide by mandates, which are not laws, and they are not going to abide by any mandates coming down from the governor. But I think that this thing has gotten a lot more, it's gotten a lot bigger than we all think. By the way, Scott Thompson's a pastor, which is also pretty interesting. Great guy, but we'll be having him on Mountaintop Media on Monday.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Terry.
Yep.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. We got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Shelley.
Holiday specials. You know, Shelley has a really, if you love cigars, they are aficionados. And you can go into Tobacco Brew, of course, located on Hilltop Drive. And, you know, always doing, bringing in the latest and the greatest. They are definitely a veteran supporting company, and you hear RJ doing his cigar of the month. So really good stuff happening in Tobacco and Brew. Support your local businesses. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bites every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, see windriver.com.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Go back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Yeah, you're hearing some spots many times. That's because those people have bought, you know, the people who do this. I mean, you can specify where you want your advertisements to play. And we have a lot of people listen to us, so they want people, they want to have spots there where people can hear them. So if you may hear, and as we get closer to the elections, you'll hear more spots from different places. But a lot of them during our show, a lot of them during Dave Ramsey, all of these. So,
and there's always
just to let you know.
Yes, and there's always, because we talked about this last night with some people that came over to visit. My folks were in town. I saw the kids. I call them the kids now because, you know, saw them off this morning as they headed back to Sacramento. Is that we have this disclaimer because everything, you know, we own a business. And so the equation would be, like, if you own a restaurant, you serve the public. We own the radio station, so when people want to buy ads, I mean, there's been just probably two times in our going on 13 years that we've been with our radio station now. I mean, we're going into the planning of it, so I always call it, like, when did you really, really start? Anyway, that we've said we're absolutely not going to play that. But when it comes to, you know, some things that are, you know, very divisive.
Contentious.
Yeah, and
okay.
So we.
Everybody has a right to
have this. We have that disclaimer that says the voice and opinions, whatever, are not necessarily for the owners of whatever our station.
They could be, though.
They could be and they could not be. But the fact is that, you know, we. Some people will put us in the pot of you think that way, you think I've heard it on your station. Then this necessarily is the mindset for, I'm talking about me, you may have something, but you know, it's just like anything else. We have married friends that are, you know, I'm getting just like totally turned off at the phrase conservative and liberal. You know, I just, what does that mean? So, but anyway, it's a different, so different mindsets. We have married couples that are like that and they've been together for years and years and years. Actually several friends.
Moving right along.
Yeah.
Parking
okay.
Garage.
I wanted to go in about the weather.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I wanted to say that it's December and it hasn't snowed in Denver yet. Can you believe that? Hasn't snowed in Denver, but There is a blizzard warning for Hawaii. Can you believe that? Blizzard warnings and flood watches are issued for Hawaii as above average temperatures and sunny skies remain for the southern continental U.S. Can you believe that? So they're talking
about... That would be my luck, is our luck, is, hey, we're going to go to Hawaii, and we get there, and we're all ready to lay on the beach, and we get hit by a snowstorm and winds of 100 miles an hour. I mean, come on. It's, you know, now they do, believe it or not, the higher elevations in Hawaii have gotten snow. But this one, they're talking about blizzards. It's too much. Hey, the parking garage right down the street from us here, it's getting ready to be open, we thought, at the end of this year. Well, it looks like it's not going to open until March. Why? They ordered a generator as backup power. You have to have backup power there, and because of the elevator, and you need a backup power there. Well, the generator they ordered over a year ago has not made it. Still has not made it here. And REU is in the process of putting power there, but they still need the backup power. And the state won't even come to inspect it until there's power at the site. Now, as you know, the state of California, in its infinite wisdom, said by 2022 you can't have gas-powered, you know, snowblowers, weed whackers, lawnmowers, and generators. So, what do you use? Well, they haven't figured that one out yet. And they said, well, until you get the technology, we're just going to pass this law until you get the technology for it. So, anyway, that's why the parking garage has not opened up yet, because of that. And I got a feeling it's been a year. And with the supply side problems they're having, it could go on further than that. So, good luck, K2. Other buildings that are coming on down here, they're going to start on that down here on the Block 7 renovation. So looking forward to that. Omicron, the new variant. What exactly is the Omicron? Have you even looked it up? Are you just saying, oh, no, just another one? Well, it's a bit called, the WHO named the variant as a variant of concern on November 26th. Meaning that there's evidence showing a new strain is more transmissible, more virulent, and decreases effectiveness on some public health measures. Now, on the other hand, they have found that people that have had this variant, and there have been some, it's like 77 people in the world, some of them here in the United States, that the symptoms seem to be very light, and the vaccines that are existing may take care of it. It was first detected in Botswana earlier this month, and then recently identified in South Africa, and was reported to the World Health Organization. So, what was our reaction of President Biden? Let's just terminate all travelers from six nations in Southern Africa. Excuse me? Wouldn't you call that xenophobic? Wouldn't you call that, I mean, come on, Southern Africa, pre-racist there? Joe? I mean, that's what you said when Trump did it to China with when the Chinese variant was identified. So, how many more of these variants are we going to see?
I don't know, but I got to tell you this article.
Okay.
Let's see. U.S. News. Unvaccinated Nevada state workers to pay monthly insurance surcharge. It seems that state workers enrolled in public employee health care plans will be charged up to $55 per month if they aren't inoculated from COVID-19.
Well, here's what. Okay, so what they're going to do is say, fine. Don't be vaccinated.
Nevada's going to be
if you get sick, the health care we provide you is going to have to pay for you. And so you can help pay for
that. The Employees Benefit Program, yeah. This is out of Carson City, Nevada, voted on Thursday to charge unvaccinated workers up to $55 per month to offset the cost of testing those who haven't gotten shots. And they are going to be required to undergo that in certain work spaces. So, that's going to be an interesting. I wonder if that's going to be a lawsuit. What do you think?
I don't know. We're giving you health insurance. but if you don't take the vaccine, you could get sick, which means is that you have a higher possibility of going to a hospital. I'm just going by statistics here. The thing that's really concerning is, though, is this. Okay, so I got the vaccine. I still get COVID. I still go to the hospital. They have cases like that. Mm-hmm. You know, not a lot of them, but there are still cases, breakthrough cases like that. What about those people? I got vaccinated, but I've been in the hospital, you know, since then. Our national policy seems to be staggering one way, another way. Now we've got this variant. Now we're going to have to do this. Fauci. Jesus. What is Fauci? I still have no idea what Fauci is saying. Okay. Do we wear a mask or not? And people are saying, well, you know, you can't go to those Thanksgiving things in some states or cities unless you're masked up for your family at Thanksgiving. How many people do you think did that? How many masks were out there?
Well, I was out with my parents yesterday, and I do realize we've got to go now, but that there were a lot more people masked in stores than as of late.
Okay. All right. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll be back Monday, and enjoy yourself. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.